From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Over 300 hockey players began the NHL playoffs. Almost 200 have skated into round two. By far, the two most intriguing and perhaps the most talented players in the bunch are now sharing the same stage and the same ice. I'm talking about Sidney Crosby of the Pittsburgh Penguins and Alexander Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals. NPR's Mike Pesca reports on hockey's dream rivalry.
Sometimes sports seems to work in cycles of hype and disappointment. Ask anyone who shelled out $50 to see this weekend's championship fight, which lasted all of two rounds. Then there's the phenomenon of the unheralded player stealing the spotlight from the superstar. Bucky Dent homering for the Yankees, Jason Lezak winning gold for Michael Phelps and the rest of the American swim team. Last night in Washington, Alexander Ovechkin and Sidney Crosby laughed at that dynamic. Spotlight embraced, promise delivered, they shoot and score. And score. And score. The call from the Versus Network. It was 2-1 in the second period when something weird happened. Someone other than Ovechkin or Crosby scored. David Steckel tied the game for the Capitals, which only served to set up Ovechkin to deliver in the third period. The Caps, on a power play, win a faceoff in the Penguin zone, and Ovechkin, the man who possesses the most dangerous wrist shot in hockey, drifts left. Inexplicably, the marksman is unmarked. He receives the pass in the left circle, and before Penguin goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury even sees the puck, it's past him. After the game, the depressed goalie could only muster the most mundane explanation.
Yeah, it's got a quick shot, good shot, you know, pretty hard, and he shoots a lot, you know.
And scores a lot, because Ovechkin was not done abusing the Penguin netminder. With less than 5 minutes to play, he notched his third goal. In the second-to-last row of the Verizon Center, Capitals fan Zach Crow lost his top.
Took our shirts off. I had a hat on as well. And that went flying. It was one of my favorite hats. Did it make the ice?
Did it hit the ice?
No, I got down to the low level, but that was one of my favorite hats, and I had to let that go.
It happened.
It had to happen. Ovechkin's worth it.
The goal proved vital because, wouldn't you know it, Crosby would not let Ovechkin's hat trick go unanswered. With less than a minute to play, he positioned himself netside, shot one deflected off a defender, the rebound was turned back by the goalpost. Enough of this waiting for the puck to land on the ice, he seemed to think, as he swatted it out of the air for his third goal. After the game, Crosby expressed his annoyance at all the hats that littered the ice during his opponent's hat trick.
You know, people kept throwing hats. I was just asking if he could make an announcement to ask them to stop. I mean, the first wave came, and then I think they were all pretty much picked up, and then more started coming.
Hey, we've all been there. Actually, no, we haven't, which was Caps coach Bruce Boudreau's point of emphasis.
They are they. Like, Crosby and Alex are who they are because not too many people can do what they did tonight.
There is a parallel between the two hockey greats and the world's two best basketball players, who are also enduring their own playoff games. Ovechkin, like LeBron James, is a great scorer, but he's also a physical presence who excels at all aspects of the game. Crosby, like Kobe Bryant, is used by his team to deliver heaps of offense. Like LeBron James, King James, Ovechkin, Alexander the Great, as he's called, shrugs off personal achievement. After the game, he emphasized that he's happy to be up 2-0 in the series, but aware that Washington is only halfway to their goal. But he was drawn out a bit when asked about the fans.
It's unbelievable, you know. It's unbelievable feelings when you see how fans react, how fans go crazy. And, you know, the atmosphere right now, it's unbelievable in town.
But the Caps will be leaving town as they head to Pittsburgh for the next two games. The joy of this series is to watch two of the game's greats display their greatness. The shame is that one will be left behind. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Washington.